Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Marvin Gaye was at number one on the UK chart with I Heard It Through the Grapevine back on this day in 1969. The song was first recorded by The Miracles and had been a big seller in 1967 for Gladys Knight and The Pips.
I write my music according to my lifestyle. If I'm sad, I write sad music.
And it was this day in 1977 that Hall & Oates started a three-week stint at number one on the US singles chart with Rich Girl. Hall & Oates have sold an estimated 40 million records, making them the best-selling music duo of all time. Here's Daryl Hall.
That was the first number one record we had. It was one of the songs. I knew it was a unique song. I wrote it about an old boyfriend of Sarah's. There was an area of a fast food franchise fortune. And he was sort of an irresponsible person, a rich kid. So, he was at the house one time, and I'd say, he's a rich guy, and he's gone too far. And that didn't sound right, so I changed it to Rich Girl. And we caught something. We caught some kind of magic, and it happened easily. You know, we didn't have to think about it.
And on this day back in 2016, Billy Joel's iconic hit Piano Man was selected by the US Library of Congress for preservation in the National Recording Registry for its cultural, historic, and artistic significance. It became Joel's signature song and was ranked at number 421 in the 2004 listing of Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time.
In the early 70s, I moved to Los Angeles and I worked in a piano bar for 6 months. And the song Piano Man was about that particular time period.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right.
Diana Ross turned 76 today. During the 60s, the Supremes became Motown's most successful act, and to this day, the United States' most successful vocal group. As part of the Supremes, her success made it possible for future African-American R&B and soul acts to find mainstream success. She talks about her days in the Supremes.
I don't think we felt like we were stars. We felt like we were still growing. We were still becoming. We wanted to make good music, and we wanted to travel the world, coming little black girls from Detroit. And so I don't think we were really so consciously thinking at that moment that we were had made it.
And frontman and lead singer of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, turned 72 today. Known as the Demon of Screamin', Aerosmith scored the 1989 UK number 13 single, Love in an Elevator. Their 1989 album, Pump, spent 53 weeks on the US charts. Today in music for Thursday the 26th of March, Mix 104.9.